Well, that was good, wasn't it? That was great. I tell you, I really, really enjoy hearing them sing. You know, when you hear music like that, it just kind of makes you feel happy all over. Kind of warms you from the inside out, right? Did it do that for y'all? Good, good. I'm glad y'all are here and you're with me this morning. You know, we seek happiness in every different form. Everybody is always looking for something to make them happy. Aren't you? You want happiness in your life. You want it to come. I tell you, this week, I struggled with being a little bit happy. I kind of got a little bit down. Starting Sunday, I started getting this, like a bug, a stomach bug. And I should have been happy I had my own throne that I could be the king of for about 3 days. I had my own little kingdom. I should have been happy, but there was just something in me that was just constantly trying to get out of me. Anyway, we do. No, that's just not the right way to start a message off, is it? That is stinking thinking, for sure. That is for sure. You know, but the idea that people should do what makes them happy really is a lie from Satan. Did you know that? That to do what you want to do to make you happy is a lie that Satan tells you. It comes from the internet, we hear it from the TV. If you don't know what I'm thinking about, just see a little child sitting on the ground doing something that is really makes her happy. And she's sitting there playing with a poisonous snake. She's happy. Everything's going good. She is just tickled to death. But the danger is there. If you still don't get my point, and for someone who wants to do what makes them happy, think of Hitler. Or a serial killer. I got your attention. You see what I'm talking about. Doing what always makes you happy is not always a good thing. It's just not. This kind of thinking is wrong as far as the Lord is concerned. You know, even when you have everything going your way, you want everything going your way, and you want to receive everything that you want to get. That's what makes you think today, that's what makes people happy. You know, but if happiness is what you continually look for, you're going to be disappointed more often than not. You know, because I want to be happy. I want to get the things that I want. I want to do the things that make me happy. And I want to do them every day. I want to be filled with happiness and I want to have joy in my life. But to do that, I really need to seek God's joy, the joy that He provides. Everybody, open your Bibles up to Romans 5, 1 through 5. We're going to read a couple of different passages of Scripture here that talks about what we should be, our happiness should be in. Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand. And we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love. The Holy Spirit is here this morning. When they were singing that song this morning, I was just praying, Lord, really, just send the Holy Spirit. I just wanted Him to be here, and I just felt the Holy Spirit immediately starting to fill this place. And that is what God wants us to have. The Holy Spirit brings us what, y'all? We've talked about this before. He brings us joy. He brings us comfort. He does bring us happiness. These are things that God wants to give us. Let's look in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. It talks basically about the same thing. 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled beyond the reach of change and decay. And although your faith And all through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead. Though you have to endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold, so when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. You love Him even though you have never seen Him. Though you do not see Him now, you trust Him. And you rejoice with a glorious and inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting Him will be the salvation of your souls. Y'all, true happiness comes from God. It's a gift from Him to us. And He wants to fill us with this joy. I want to give you three things that you can do on a daily basis to ensure that you're going to have a happy and a joyful day. How many of you want to have a happy day, a joyful day, a great day? You want to start it off right. Well, I'm going to give you three things that you can do. Now, this is coming from the Lord, things that He would love for you to do that will bring you joy. Our first duty each morning is to get happy in God. Whew. Man, I'll tell you what, it starts out great when you're happy in the Lord. When you start off talking to Him, you start off with prayer in the morning. This is for you ever leave the house. You start off by reading His Word. Instead of calling it my quiet time, I kind of call it my happy time. It's the time that I spend with the Lord because it starts my day off right. It starts changing my thought process and changing my mind to looking at things differently, starting the day off. Second thing that I do is I spend time with people that day that increase my joy. I try to find someone. How many of you know somebody that when you see them, it just makes you happy? They're joyful. They've got a smile on their face, and you're just so glad to see them. And if you're a little bit down, they just kind of pump you up. That's the kind of person that you need to hang out with. You need to find a person like that on. I know every day you can't find them, but when you can, spend time with them because the Holy Spirit works through them and it kind of splatters all over you. It kind of just gets on you. It starts rubbing off. The glow that they have of the Holy Spirit in their life and the joy that they have, it just radiates onto you and you can't help but be happy. Start off with the Lord in your happy time in the morning and spend time, secondly, with those who are joyful. The third thing you can do, and this is one of the most important things you can do to receive joy, give yourself away. Some of you are thinking, what in the world is he talking about? Give myself away. Do something unselfish for someone else that day. Give yourself away. Do something that cost you time, money. I'm not putting a label on it. Whatever you want to call it. Do something for someone else sometime in the day. Everybody can do that. You can start your day off with the Lord. You can also, even if you can't find someone joyful that day, maybe you can be the one that people are looking for. You know, they look for that person either at the office or somewhere else. They go, you know what, I hope I run into so-and-so. Because every time I do, they just make me feel good. They make me just make me feel glad that I was around them. Give yourself away. That is important. In Isaiah 58:10, God's word says, feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then the light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. Doing good for others is a great source of joy for yourself. Being glad isn't always easy, but I can tell you one thing. The Lord will help you to cultivate. Y'all know what that word means, cultivate? We don't have a lot of farmers in here, do we? But you do. You plant stuff, don't you? To cultivate means to work it, to make it, to plant something, to keep all the weeds out of it, to help it to grow, to water it. You cultivate a cheerful heart when we take the focus off of ourselves. Anybody ever, do y'all know somebody that anytime you get around them, they just immediately bring you down? Anybody know a Debbie Downer? Pitiful Pearl? You get around them, and I mean, you can just really be having a great day, and there's just like this brown, black fog that just permeates from this person. And the minute that you walk up to them, you just kind of like someone takes and sticks a pin in your balloon. Psh, all your joy, all your happiness, just left with Debbie Downer. Their sole purpose in life is to do what? Complain. Whine. Oh, I'm having such a bad day. You just don't know, if you were me, what's going on in my life. Don't be a Debbie Downer. No, please. Be cheerful, be lighthearted, be filled with joy. You know, we need, without a fact, we need to take the focus off ourselves and seek the only true source of happiness, and that's God Himself. Start your day off with Him. Pray to Him. Talk to Him in the morning. Read His Word. Spend happy time with Him in the morning. Happy, happy. I mean, really, just get pumped up reading the scripture and praying to Him and then hit that door ready for the world and find you someone that builds you up, not tears you down, and give yourself away to someone else. A lot of people give themselves just to the Lord. Other people have that idea ingrained in their mind that they share their life with everybody. No matter what they're doing, no matter what's going on in their life, someone will come up to them and say, you know what, I need help. Well, I mean, it's just like, well, I don't have a thing to do. Well, how can I help you? What's going on? Let's go do it. That's the kind of person I'm talking about. Give yourself away to someone else. Help them. God will use you more than you would ever imagine. And that, helping someone else by giving yourself away, God gives you more joy in your life than you can imagine. If you're looking for happiness, if you're looking for something that just makes you feel just bubbly inside, give yourself away and see what happens. See what God does in your heart, how He makes you feel. In Psalms 40:16, it says, this is the reason we can say this. In Psalms 40:16, it says, may all who search for you be filled with joy and gladness in you. May those who love your salvation, Lord, repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. So what do we do? What's the first thing we do? Start off with the Lord. Spend time with Him, that happy time. Read His Word. Listen. Don't just talk, but listen. Secondly, what else? Look for someone that builds you up. Third, what's another one? It's not the last, but it's just three. Give yourself away. If y'all just remember those three things, if you could just do those three things in a day's time, God will fill you with joy and happiness beyond measure. I know that's what I want. I tell you, I'd like to be so happy that people would just look at me and say, you know, that guy's kind of crazy. He is. He is nuts. Guy walks around with a smile on his face all the time. That's the kind of person you want. But people say that about me anyway. They already say that about me, about being crazy anyway. I don't know. It has nothing to do about being happy, but they say I'm nuts anyway. But it's good to be known for something. Be known for being a person that is full of joy and not being known as a Debbie Downer. Where when people see you coming, they go, oh, wow, man, here comes so-and-so. I just got to get close to him and talk to him for just a minute. Instead of going, oh, Lord, here he comes. Or here she comes. And you kind of duck and you try to find some place that you can hide. Be the one that they seek you out. Be that kind of person. And be full of joy and happiness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the blessings you give us today, for the sunshine, the glory that you send down in the form of sunshine, Lord, to warm our hearts this morning, Lord, to speak to us through your word. Father, I just thank you, God, for speaking to us this morning. Lord, all of us want to be joyful. All of us want to seek happiness, Lord. We just need to seek it, Father, in the right place. And seek it in you. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen.